Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. You know, all of that talk about trying to look ahead to what is going to happen with the midterm elections and what the big issues are going to be and the big fights between now and then. Scrap all of that. It's remade by the resignation or the upcoming resignation, the announcement that Breyer retire. Yes, they have had billboards and other things like that from organizations called Demand Justice and other ultra-liberal organizations that Justice of the Supreme Court, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, Stephen Breyer, who was appointed way back in the Clinton administration at the age of 83, is deciding to make it a career. He will be done with the court at the end of this session. That means there will be, chances are, a new justice of the Supreme Court appointed by Joe Biden, unless somehow the Republicans in the U.S. Senate and in the nation at large figure out a way to pry loose one of the Democratic votes that would otherwise automatically go to confirm a reasonable choice for Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. One of the things that I always found annoying, worse than annoying, un-American, inappropriate, was when the Democrats were trying to do anything to block justices like Brett Kavanaugh and trying to block Justice Amy Coney Barrett just because they were Republican appointees. This is not supposed to be a political post. And Breyer was the last justice to get less than 9 votes. He had 9 votes. He had less than 10 votes. He's the last one appointed to the Supreme Court to have less than 10 votes against him, because now it's become a political football. We're going to be speaking about that with a law professor and somebody with experience in the high appellate courts and in the George W. Bush administration. That's Professor John Yoo. And what does he make of Joe Biden's situation, his dilemma? There's all kinds of weird, but actually very thrilling and interesting speculation. The most interesting bit of speculation, as soon as Jeremy, I got the phone call this morning relatively early from Jeremy about the news about Justice Breyer and what this means and what it could mean for Joe Biden. And my immediate thought was something that we've mentioned on the show before. Kamala Harris. What are you going to do about a problem like Kamala? Why is she a problem? Well, because she's a vice president who, if she does run again with Joe Biden, she does nothing to help his ticket. She would not work as a replacement for him as a Democratic nominee. She is highly unpopular. She's been hugely ineffective. The joke around Washington is if there's some kind of intractable problem, some kind of difficulty, like, for instance, the crisis in the Ukraine, we're going to be speaking with General Barry McCaffrey, much decorated, 4-star general, Army veteran, and veteran of several administrations as a military and as a drug policy advisor. And we're going to be speaking with Barry McCaffrey about the Ukraine and what is happening there coming up on the show. But the idea of the situation in the Ukraine, a joke going around Washington, as Biden knows exactly what to do about the Ukraine, is assign Kamala to take care of it. I mean, again, when the border was falling apart, and it's been one of the most conspicuous failures of the Biden administration, and there are many, but what did he do? Turn it over to Kamala. Put her in charge of the border. When you have problems with the so-called voting rights agenda, which is going nowhere, and it was pretty clear it was going to lose in the Senate and not go forward, and nobody was going to be moving Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema or the Republicans. So what does Biden do? Turn it over to Kamala. She's now in charge of voting rights. So, again, what you do is put her in charge of Ukraine. That could go well.
No.
It better go well. In any event, the idea about Kamala is there's a famous story in American history. And as a matter of fact, if you get our Theodore Roosevelt All-American Boy history program, which you can get if you sign up for the MedHead Plus membership, it's 22 cents a day. But with Theodore Roosevelt, he was considered, he had gotten elected governor of New York. And the boss of New York at the time, who was Boss Platt, and he wanted to get rid of a reforming governor in New York State. And so he had the great idea of, let's kick him upstairs. And where do you kick somebody upstairs to make somebody very harmless? You make him vice president. And T.R., Theodore Roosevelt, initially resisted that because the vice presidency is not a particularly exciting job. I mean, you're basically going around as an errand person trying to do things to help the administration, but there's really nothing to do. I mean, you don't even preside over the Senate most of the time. So eventually he was persuaded by his wife and by his friend Henry Cabot Lodge and others, okay, they want you to run for vice president, you got to do it, you got to do it. He did it, and then of course it was 6 months later when president died. He was killed, he was shot in Buffalo, New York at a World's Fair, and all of a sudden, having been kicked upstairs, he ended up right in the presidency. But they definitely want to kick Kamala Harris upstairs or do something with her. And one of the ideas is, look, she graduated from law school. She is a former district attorney in San Francisco. She's a former attorney general in California. She was a former member of the Senate. The Senate usually confirms its own. What if they appoint Kamala? She could probably get confirmed. Now, she's totally unqualified, frankly, because she's never actually been a judge. And there are a lot of other qualified black women. Biden had actually said that he was going to make his first Supreme Court appointment a black woman, and people are taking him seriously because there are a lot of qualified black women, frankly. The list is impressive and long. But the whole idea of sending Kamala Harris there, now here's the problem. And I honestly don't know. Maybe we'll ask John Hugh, Professor John Hugh, how this would go. I did look it up that right now we had a Senate split 50-50. If all the Republicans voted to confirm Joe Biden, or voted to oppose Joe Biden's choice, and all the Democrats voted for Joe Biden's choice, what would happen on a tie vote? Now, usually on a tie vote, the vice president gets to break the tie. Now, that would happen here if Kamala Harris is still vice president. But could she hold on to the vice presidency and then be the tie-breaking vote to confirm her own nomination to the Supreme Court of the United States? I don't think any of this speculation is necessary, because I would be very, very surprised if Biden does the politically clumsy and ridiculous thing and disgraces the court by nominating someone like Kamala Harris. He has better choices, which he will probably follow. However, it's part of what is going on here, because if that happened, then Biden would have a chance to appoint a new vice president under the 25th Amendment, and there would be a confirmation fight there. What is also fascinating here is the assumption, and there are a number of prominent Republicans who have talked about this, that the Republicans would delay, want to wait until the midterm elections, when they have a chance at least of taking over the Senate, and then what? Then also force Biden to choose a more moderate choice, or to block any choice at all, and function with an 8-person Supreme Court, of which 6 of those 8 people would be appointed by Republicans. We will be right back with more on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about one of the most faithful decisions that President Biden is going to make, and it is, even in the unlikely event, I think it's highly unlikely, that he runs for a second term and wins a second term. This is one of the big ones. Just as for President Trump, one could argue that the biggest decisions he was called upon to make, and fortunately those are decisions I think he got completely right, was the appointments of Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court of the United States. they're all eminently qualified, brilliant people, and deep and serious legal thinkers, skilled writers, absolutely appropriate for the Supreme Court. Now, will Biden do the same thing? He actually had, during the campaign, on several occasions, said, just as he had said in advance he was going to pick a woman to be his running mate, he didn't say a black woman, but he ended up choosing, of course, Kamala Harris, who is black on her father's side. She is mixed race because she's Indian, Tamil Indian, on her mother's side. But he had said specifically he would pick a black woman. And as a matter of fact, there's even a billboard that had been put up that said, Breyer, retire. It's time for a black woman on the court. And there's, do we have that, Patty Murray sent this out, and it's, oh, we have John here? Terrific. Let me go directly to him. There's a lot of breaking news today, and I do want to go over that with somebody who knows much better than anybody else I can think of right now. Law Professor John Hugh of the University of California, who has clerked for people on the Court of Appeals and on the Supreme Court for Justice Thomas, with Justice Thomas. And John Hugh is the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at University of California at Berkeley, and was also a Hoover Institution Fellow and worked in the Bush administration. Professor Hugh, thank you so much for joining us. Sorry to be talking over you there.
No, it's great to be back, and I enjoyed hearing your analysis of the events so far.
Well, it's what do you think of this tendency of the idea that the most important thing that everybody is talking about here is the ethnicity and gender of the prospective justice?
I think it's unfortunate, but I also think it's typical of the way that President Biden and the Democratic Party have followed this identity politics agenda. To say I'm only going to consider specific people, black women in this case, I think it's unfortunate because it narrows the scope of the candidates that could be appointed. That, I mean, America is so talented, has a lot of great lawyers, whether they're progressive or conservative, and just to say, well, I'm not going to consider white men, or I'm not going to consider Asian women, or black men, actually, I think is extremely unfortunate, but I think the identity politics game has so taken over this administration, that's not surprising.
There's also this general assumption we have a tied Senate. And I was wondering if you know how this would work. If, again, wild speculation, I think it's interesting, that the Vice President of the United States could do less damage to her party as an appointment to the Supreme Court. She is a former attorney general, et cetera, et cetera, and been in law enforcement. If she did that, and all the Republicans voted against her confirmation and all the Democrats voted for it, would she be allowed to break the tie on her own confirmation?
Well, one of the other jobs I had in my past was I was a general counsel of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And so I have some familiarity with the Senate rules. I do think under the current rules, she would be allowed to vote on her own confirmation. Although, judges, other people in the past, for example, when senators raise the same issue, when senators have been nominated to be cabinet secretaries, right, they have the opportunity to vote on themselves, as it were, but sometimes they won't vote. I don't think that Vice President Harris would lose this chance. And the reason why, just under the Senate rules, is that she's still the vice president at the time her confirmation comes up. Her appointment actually doesn't become formal until the president receives the advice and consent from the Senate, and then the president actually has to complete the commission. And so she still technically would still be vice president and would still have the right to vote, even though, of course, she's terribly self-interested in the result.
Yes, of course. The consensus appears to be right now that the most likely nominees are two individuals, and I'm sure you know something about them. One of them, a justice on your own California Supreme Court, Justice Leandra Kruger, and one of them, the D.C. Circuit Judge, that's the number two to Supreme Court in its importance, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. They both are black women, both have very distinguished backgrounds. Do you think those are likely choices?
Yes, and actually it might be worth looking back at how Justice Breyer got on the court. So I was sort of around Washington at that time, and people, I remember that Bill Clinton, you went through a bunch of other names. Like, he thought about Mario Cuomo, for example. He wanted to appoint a politician, but Republicans went to him and said, here are some nominees that we can support. And they Republicans actually went to President Clinton and said, we suggest Stephen Breyer. And he got a lot of Republican senatorial support. I think he got a majority of Republican senators, too. If you're looking at the nominees right now, if you go back, Judge Brown, as you pointed out, she was just elevated to the D.C. Circuit within the last 6-7 months, in last June. She got three Republican senators to vote for her, Senators Graham, Collins, and Murkowski. So if you want to make sure, you already pointed out it's a 50-50 Senate. If you want to get some Republican support, you might go with the judge who's already had some Republican votes just within the last year.
The interesting thing is I looked and saw that Judge Leandra Kruger actually clerked for a Republican-appointed justice, John Paul Stevens. Now, John Paul Stevens is not a judicial conservative. But at least there's some familiarity with something touching on the Republican world. Have you followed her on this? She's been in the California Supreme Court since 2014. She was the youngest Supreme Court justice ever appointed in California by Jerry Brown. What's your quick response?
Yeah, my sense is this is a court here that is got a strong liberal majority. She's not done anything to distinguish herself as being extremely liberal, even within that group. She tends to be, by all accounts, fairly pragmatic, but she's definitely a liberal in the middle of a liberal majority on a liberal court in a liberal state. So I don't think anybody should be surprised.
A liberal state in what remains a center-right conservative country. What a pleasure always to speak to you. I hope we'll be able to consult you with your incredibly rich background, John Yoo, on this issue as this issue develops and proceeds. Check out information about Professor Yoo, that's Y-O-O, at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful, sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he'll be glad to talk about the pending retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, but not yet.
There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later.
The liberal Breyer has been on the high court since 1994. He's expected to officially step down after the Supreme Court finishes its term in the early summer. The U.S. and its allies are offering Russia a clear diplomatic path forward on Ukraine if Moscow chooses to accept it. That's according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He says Russia must first de-escalate tensions along its border with Ukraine. Russia has been gathering troops and military equipment on the border for weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show. It is a big day where Associate Justice of the Supreme Court Stephen Breyer has indicated his retirement, and of course that has gigantic political implications because the Biden administration, and they've already answered questions like this, they're going to try to move quickly, and quickly replicating as much as they can the speed and efficiency with which the Trump administration appointed and confirmed Justice Amy Coney Barrett, because they were worried about wanting to get that in before an election that nobody knows how the election is going to go. And the Democrats want to do the same thing here. Right now, they have that Senate split down the middle with a technical majority. And we just found out from Professor John Yoo that, the Kamala Harris, even if she is the nominee for the Supreme Court, which is unlikely, but even if she is, she still gets to break the tie. So the Democrats can get a justice confirmed as long as they maintain a firm grasp on all of their 50 votes in the Senate, because they have the power of Kamala still pending as the Vice President of the United States to break any tie. Very, very much to the point that President Biden, where they have already indicated in the White House that he will keep his campaign promise and he will nominate a black woman. So that narrows it down to what? There are about 23 million black women in the country. So we've narrowed it down there. When you get down to black female judges, it's a little bit less than that 23 million, but we will get to that. There is, by the way, a tweet of the day.
From the page to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Yeah, there probably will be no shortage of Donald Trump tweets or whatever will resemble tweets from his new social media company, which is about to launch at some point in the near future with great fanfare, no doubt. But this is an old-fashioned tweet from an old-fashioned guy in terms of sense and sensibility. Andrew Sullivan had a very, very smart comment on the current situation regarding the Breyer vacancy and the appointment coming about. Andrew Sullivan wrote, "The replacement will be chosen only after the field is radically winnowed by open race and sex discrimination, which have gone from being illegal to being celebrated and practiced by a president of the United States." And that's exactly what you have when you have an announcement coming forward that it has to be a woman and it has to be someone who's black. And why would that be? Well, Senator Patty Murray, the veteran and very liberal senator, senior senator from the state of Washington, she sent out a statement that said the following. In the wake of Justice Breyer's retirement, I want to voice my support for President Biden in his pledge to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court. The court should reflect the diversity of our country, and it is unacceptable that we have never in our nation's history had a black woman sit on the Supreme Court of the United States. I want to change that, she said. Really? And is there a sense that because now we've had two black members of the Supreme Court, both distinguished, Clarence Thomas, who was the senior justice on the current court, and Thurgood Marshall, who was a legend as a civil rights attorney before he was appointed by President Johnson in 1965 or 66. And, of course, we've had now six women on the court, and as a matter of fact, we already have, before this new appointment, we already have one, two, three. Three of the nine members of the court are female. And what we've never had on the court so far is, and does that have to be the next appointment? There's never been an Asian woman. There's never been an Asian man on the court. There's never been a Hispanic man. Does this matter? No, I'm serious. Never any Native Americans. The trans community is totally unrepresented on the Supreme Court of the United States. I understand there's a special problem because for so many years and for such a long time, black people were excluded entirely and excluded from consideration. And I don't think that Republicans should get caught in the trap of basically opposing a nomination if the candidate is qualified and sane and honorable. And that, by the way, is one of those things that has surprised me a little bit today. And from getting up in the morning till now, I've been fascinated to read about these people who are the leading candidates for appointment. For instance, I knew nothing, I will confess it, of Justice Leandra Kruger, who is 45 right now. She's the youngest of the major candidates, and that would work in her behalf. She was also the youngest person ever to be appointed to the California Supreme Court when then-Governor Jerry Brown nominated her in 2014. Kruger, this is from CNN, is intimately familiar with the Supreme Court, having worked as a clerk for the late Justice John Paul Stevens. He had been appointed by a Republican president, Gerald Ford, John Paul Stevens, but then swung over to be one of the most outspoken liberals on the court. And she served, this is Justice Leandra Kruger of the California Supreme Court, as acting deputy solicitor general in the Obama administration. Now, why is that relevant? Because solicitor general, that's the party, whether in the statewide office. Ted Cruz was solicitor general of the state of Texas before he got elected to the Senate. That means you represent the state of Texas when it's arguing a case before the Supreme Court of the United States or the Supreme Court of the state of Texas. And the solicitor general of the United States, when the United States and the federal government, the presidential administration, takes a position on a legal struggle, you represent that position. So she had argued, Leandra Kruger, 12 cases already in front of the United States Supreme Court representing the government. At the Justice Department, she also earned the Attorney General's Award for Exceptional Service, the department's highest award for employee performance in 2013-2014. And she's authored notable opinions on the California Supreme Court, all that seem to be sort of in the middle ideologically. She graduated with highest honors from Harvard College and then Yale Law School. Her husband is also a distinguished attorney. She has two kids. She was the first Supreme Court justice in California history to have a baby while serving on the bench. And the basically, when you look at these people who are fairly high and far along in the judicial system, and again, that includes Circuit Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is another favorite. It actually kind of gives you hope, because there are people who meet the Biden criteria, but at the same time have really impressive backgrounds. We'll talk about that and what that means and doesn't mean coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Amazing, really. This country is amazing. When you take a look at the, there are about a dozen names, prominent black women, most of them people with judicial experience, judges, and you look at where they are and where they came from. Very few of them, in fact, none of them that I've been able to see, came from abject poverty. That was true of Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas, who basically was raised by his grandfather because his mother just, they were crowded altogether, Clarence and his brother and his mom, before his grandfather, who didn't really even know how to read well, took over his raising and raised him with, Clarence Thomas, even writing about that, gives his grandfather all of the credit for who he is. So he comes up from, Pinpoint, Georgia, and abject poverty, and works his way through scholarships at Holy Cross and then a scholarship at Yale Law School, and is now, since 1992, he's been a very respected and effective member of the Supreme Court. And you don't have people who are at the top of the list here who are come from quite as abject poverty. But if you look at Leandra Kruger, her mother was an immigrant from Jamaica, and she is a person who obviously has achieved great success academically. She was the editor-in-chief of the Yale Law Journal when she was there. And again, if you just listen to people who have worked with her in various high-ranking positions, they say that in her 45 years, she's been pretty amazing. She's been like Amy Coney Barrett, or like, if you will, Neil Gorsuch, somebody who basically has not had any missteps, graduating from extraordinarily prestigious institutions. And by the way, somebody who has benefited from the openness and opportunity in the American system. That's also true of the D.C. Circuit judge, an appellate judge, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Now, her parents were both college graduates. They both graduated from historically black colleges and universities. And her father was a school principal, and her mother was a school teacher. And again, we're not talking about people who are coming from a wealthy, privileged background. But for goodness sake, she won a Marshall Fellowship to go to school in Britain after graduating from Harvard and then coming back for Harvard Law School. And again, and I know people point out the fact that I believe at the moment it is Judge Amy Coney Barrett, whose parents had a long time involvement with Notre Dame University and who is a devout Catholic. She's the only justice who does not have at least one Ivy League degree. And again, what does that show? Does that show that America is limited to people of privilege? Well, no, not because the Ivy League universities and colleges have gone to great lengths to try to give people the opportunity whose families do not have rich backgrounds. Those old days of alumni privilege are, I think, very appropriately behind us. In other words, you shouldn't be getting a special treatment in any college or university just because your father or your mother went to that school. Meanwhile, there is Joe Biden's proclamation during the campaign about what this appointment would mean. While he was campaigning for president, not always from his basement, but mostly, president-to-be, Joe Biden said this. Listen.
I committed that if I'm elected president and have an opportunity to appoint someone to the courts, I'll appoint the first black woman to the courts. It's required that they have representation now. It's long overdue.
Okay, the fact that there are more than a dozen plausible nominees who are on the courts, who are black women, when he says it's long overdue that we have representation on the courts, there were representation on the courts. There was a Janice Rogers Brown was on the California Supreme Court, black woman, Republican, and she was always on short lists of Republican nominees for the Supreme Court under President Bush and less so under President Trump because she had aged. I mean, I'm not physically aged. I'm not commenting on her health or appearance. But one of the things that people do today, because the Supreme Court is so important and there's so many 5-4 decisions, it's extraordinarily important to maintain some kind of balance there, and which is one of the reasons people serve until they either die, as what happened to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and what happened to Antonin Scalia, who, by the way, were great friends despite their ideological differences. CNN was one of the very first places to break the story about Justice Breyer retiring, and here's what that sounded like this morning. Listen, that's clip 10.
83 years old, after 27 years on the Supreme Court, Justice Stephen Breyer, the leading liberal on the court, he will retire. We're still not exactly sure of the timeline, but presumably not until the end of this term, which ends usually at the end of June. This retirement announcement comes after what has been a persistent drumbeat of calls from progressives to retire from the court, dating back now just about a year.
Okay, and the reason the progressives have been doing that drumbeat has to do with the general assumption that the Democrats are not going to gain any strength in the Congress of the United States, either in the Senate or certainly not in the House, in the upcoming elections. And I think there is a very real fear that if they don't get this appointment made, and confirmed by, say, October, before the upcoming election, that they may face the situation where a Republican-controlled Senate, which is entirely possible, would delay confirming anyone until there's a new president installed in Washington, D.C., because, again, the assumption that Joe Biden is going to win re-election, I think, is increasingly dim. Now, by the way, would that be a public-spirited, patriotic, appropriate thing to do? It would be outrageous. But look at the age we live in. And by the way, let me say that the idea of the keeping a seat open until there is a new president is it would be an abuse that I think there would be some Republicans of conscience, and I would hope there would be, who would not permit. And what John Yoo was talking about the Breyer being one of the last members of the court to be confirmed, basically on a bipartisan basis, is absolutely true. Because Justice Breyer, there were only 9 votes against him. There were 80 votes in his behalf. That's pretty lopsided. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there could be something like that involving a moderate, honest justice with impressive and reasonable credentials? Yes, I think that would be important. And one of the advantages there is that the way the court works, the crucial cases involving abortion and probably involving affirmative action, which we will be talking about, 2 cases the court has agreed to take up about University of North Carolina and Harvard, those cases will probably be decided or heard with Justice Breyer still in the court and still writing a decision or voting on the decisions that will be made before his replacement takes over. Coming up, a 4-star U.S. Army general retired with multiple combat tours, Council on Foreign Relations, Inter-American Dialogue, former drug czar of the United States. What's happening in Ukraine and the movement of troops and the correlation of forces? We will be speaking to General Barry McCaffrey in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door. It's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.